Ah, dad, burn it. Burn stuff. Splatter all over it, water. Stuff's kind of thick. Put it in the water and stir it up a bit. Burn it.
Hello, Mr. Freeman.
Oh, howdy. Howdy, Mr. Bush.
Oh, I'm feeling fine. What's doing?
Just mixing up a bucket of paste to stick up a poster.
Oh, yeah?
Here, give me a hand with this, will you?
Sure.
I'll tell you what you do, Mr. Bush. You go over there at the end of the county. You see that roll there?
Yeah.
Well, that's the poster there. Unroll that there poster and hold her down flat. So I can slap some paste on her.
Oh, yeah. You mean, let me see, like this, huh?
Yeah, get it out flat.
Yeah. Say, that's a job, ain't it?
Yeah. Hold her now.
Yeah.
Hold her down. Put your other hand in the other corner there.
Yeah.
And don't let her roll up again.
Yeah, she'll go right up like a window screen. One of those windows curtains, you know.
Yeah, you got to hold it tight, because it's been wound up for so long. It's that back like a piece of rubber. Move your hand a little, and let me get some paste on the corner there.
Let me get a little over here, too.
On the left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Where do you suppose would be a good place to put the darn thing up?
Well, let me see. Well, say, why don't you stick it up on the side of the counter here where everybody can see it? Right here, see?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Be sure and run your hand over the driver's side and get them bubbles out of it.
Yeah, up here on the top is a little, too.
It's wrinkled. Wait a minute. Pull on that side, and I'll pull on this side, and we take that wrinkle out right through the center there.
Don't you don't tear. She's wet, you know. Yeah, say, that's a daub. Huh? Bijou Theater, world's premiere performance of Hector Smith's big Cohen Center Glory Review. Hot dog! Well, that's going to be some picture, ain't it?
Yeah, now that ought to hold her.
Yeah.
You going to the big first night show?
Going? Oh, I'll say I'm going. I'm in it.
Shut. That's nothing. Me and Zeb's in it, too.
You are?
You bet we are. They just took the scene this morning, the bullfight scene. I had a danged important part.
Oh, yeah? What part did you play?
Played the front legs of the bull.
The front legs of the bull? You call that an important part?
Well, that's pretty darn important to the bull.
Yeah. Oh, say, what I wanted to see you about, Mr. Peters, did you get tea or the order all right?
Yeah, we got it. And what's more, we still got it.
What?
The darn stuff won't sell. It's no good.
No good? Say, don't kid yourself. We backed that team by a secret process. It's what we call our ABC team. And it's got flavors you can smell all over the house. Nobody else has got nothing like it.
Yeah. Mrs. Snyder's got something like it.
What?
It's what she calls her GOAT. And it's got a fragrance you can smell all the time.
Oh, say, now listen, Mr. Peters, no fooling. You didn't take enough of that tea to give it a fair trial. Let me take your order for a dozen packages.
No, sir.
Oh, well.
I give it a fair enough trial. I give a package to my Uncle Jake, and he write it.
Yeah.
And he drunk one cup, and then he lost the sight of his right eye.
Oh, say, what's eating you? How could he eat you? Could he get you the sight of his right eye just by drinking a cup of tea?
You've got to take the spoon out of it.
Yeah, but that ain't the fault of the tea. Now, listen. You take 12 more packages.
No, I tell you, Mr. Bush, we don't get no call for it.
No, sorry.
What you fellas ought to do is to advertise that tea.
Oh, that's a bunk. Advertising's a bunk. It don't work.
Don't work?
No, it don't work.
You ought to hear Bert Parkins tell about the ad he run.
What?
Just a little tiny ad, too. He only said two words. Boy wanted.
Well, did he get the boy?
I'll say he did. He got twins. Here's Zeb. Just tell Mr. Bush about Bert Parker's twins, Zeb.
Oh, yes. You know, you don't see many people with twins these days.
No, that's fact.
Oh, I don't know. My sister had twins. And say, the funny part of it was, she lived in Twin Falls, Idaho.
No, shucks. That's nothing. My sister got married and went to live in Three Rivers, California. And dang if she didn't have triplets.
Yes. And my sister got married and went to live in Four Corners, Kentucky. And by cracky, she had quadruplets.
Yes, but wait.
Say, listen, speaking of big families, I got an aunt in Nineveh, Indiana, and she's got 9 kids.
Yes, but hold on.
Look at my aunt down in Tennessee. She's got 10.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. You fellas don't know what big families is. I got an aunt that's got a family bigger than your two aunts put together.
Oh, yeah? Where does she live?
1,000 miles.
Oh. I've got a terrible pain.
Yes, just a minute, mister. We'll be right with you.
Yes. What were you saying, Mr. Bush?
Well, about this tea, Mr. Peters. Now, listen. I'm giving it to you straight,
Say, I've got a terrible pain in my stomach.
Just a minute, mister. Just a minute. And what tea's that, Dad?
Bush wants us to take a dozen packages of tea. But I don't think there'd be much call.
Listen, I'm dying.
And that's all right, mister. We'll be right with you. No, I don't think we can use 12 packages.
Well, how about 6 then?
How much are they?
60 cents.
My stomach.
60 cents, huh?
Well, we'll give you 40.
No, 60.
40.
60.
50.
70.
Say, hold on. What becomes of 60?
Well, okay. I'll make it 60 then. Let's see now. 6 packages of tea. All right, boys. Thanks very much. I'll be seeing you again.
So long, Mr. Bush.
Say, I've got a bad stomach. It's killing me. What can you give me for it?
I wouldn't give you a darn cent for it.
No. I mean, I want something to rub it with.
Why don't you rub it with your hand?
What seems to be the trouble, mister? You eat something that didn't agree with you?
I ate some pig's feet over at the Corn Center Hotel.
Pig's feet. Well, say, wait just a minute. I'll fix you right up. Just a second.
Dear, this is terrible.
Nice weather we're having, ain't it?
What in blazes do I care about the weather? Why did I eat those pig's feet?
Who do you think will be elected next November?
I don't care who's elected.
You don't care much about anything, do you?
Anything, mister. I just put the medicine in a glass of water.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Take it away. So what in the Sam Hill is this stuff?
Why, it's just the thing for you. It's footies.
Footies?
Yes.
Footies? Take it away. I say, take it away.
Yes, but mister.
I don't want it. I'm feeling better anyway.
Suddenly you're feeling better. That stuff will fix you up. Sure as my name's Ed Peters.
What? Is your name Ed Peters?
It certainly is. This is my partner here, and introduce you to Zeb Winterbottom.
Right glad to meet up with you, mister.
My name is Sachs.
How's that?
Sachs. Malin.
Malin. But I didn't quite catch your first name.
Well, that is my first name, Malin.
Your name's Malin, huh?
No, it isn't. It's Say, didn't Miss Beebe write you that I was coming here?
And what, Say?
I said, weren't you expecting Malin Sachs?
No, we get our mail at the post office.
Mister, we don't get enough mail to fill sacks.
But that's my name. That's my name. I'm Malin.
Yes, but we can see you're ailing, mister.
I'm not ailing.
If you ain't ailing, what in tarnation you squawking about?
Listen. I got a letter from Miss Beebe.
What about it?
Where is it? Here, I left it in... my stomach, stomach.
In your stomach? You mean you swallowed it?
That ding it, Ed, the feller's in pretty bad shape.
Get away from me. I'm all right. I got a letter from Miss Beebe, and when I arrived here, I found she'd gone to San Francisco for a rest.
Rest of what?
Rest of the letter. You see, he only swallowed part of it.
I didn't swallow a letter.
You didn't?
Miss Beebe left a note at the hotel.
You swallowed the note.
I didn't.
Well, then, what'd you swallow? The hotel?
I didn't swallow anything. Miss Beebe told me in her note that she'd notified...
Look out, Jimmy. Look out. You're stepping in that bucket of peace. Look out. What blazes is this thing? I told you to look out. Now you step smack in.
Well, take it off. Take it off my foot.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get... fired excited about it.
Take it off.
Now get a hold of it.
Here, hold on a minute and give me your foot.
Well, take it off.
Here. Now pull. Pull hard.
Look, my foot, my clothes.
I'll get a rag in.
Don't come near me. My stomach, my clothes.
You know, Eb, I reckon that fella must be pretty sick at that.
Yeah. He might be. I seen him be in awful pain.
Yes, he certainly did. Well, say, Gus, that burn it, I darn near forgot. Where is that letter? Wait a minute. You had it in the...
What letter? What is it?
Well, I got a letter for you, Ed.
For me?
Yes. Don't know who it's from, but I fetched it from the post office.
Well, read it to me. Read it to me while I be over here working, cleaning up this that darn paste, man.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Hmm.
Who is it from?
Well, you go about your cleaning. I'll find out who it's from as soon as I read it. I'm not like a woman who don't look at the end to see who a letter's from the first thing. Let's see. Well, better, perhaps. Yes, it's from Miss Beebe. Says, Count Ed Peters. That's you, Ed. My dear Count, I am expecting Mr. Malin Sachs, but... Why, say, that's the fellow that was just in here. Put his foot in the bucket. Expecting Mr. Malin Sachs to arrive in Corn Center. I am leaving a note for him at the Corn Center Hotel, asking him to get in touch with you.
With me, huh?
Yes, he means with you.
Now, let's read it slower, will you?
Oh, Mr. Sachs is... What's contemplating? Yes, Mr. Sachs is contemplating purchasing my moving picture, The Perfect Lover. Will you explain to him that I will complete the picture immediately on my return and extend to him any favors you can? There.
Finish the picture on her return.
Yes.
What in turn is she talking about? The picture's already finished.
Say, yes. And it's a dad darn good thing, Ed, that you didn't lose your temper when he upset that bucket of paste. We might have got him sore.